Blog Talk Radio.
And be glad in it. Oh, thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. You've joined the hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sunday International Victory Service of the Potter's House.
Yes.
Renewing Your Mind Ministries International.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Before we go any further, I'd like for someone to open us up in prayer.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Grab a mic, somebody. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. And I submit to you on this sensational supernatural Sunday.
Yes, yes, yes.
That the safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God. See, some of y'all didn't really get that. The safest place in the whole wide world is in the will of God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
God.
Thank you,
God.
On this sensational, supernatural Sunday,
thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
We pledge allegiance to Almighty God, whose heart is the Father, whose face is the Son, whose voice is the Holy Spirit, and his hands and feet is the Church.
Yes.
And that it is us in
Jesus'
name.
I love you, But they got anointing that other people need too.
Oh, yes.
Because one will take 1,000. And what does it say?
10,000.
Come on now. How do you understand what I'm saying?
Thank you.
You come not for ourselves, although it's good.
Hallelujah.
You come to be a blessing to others.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Glory.
Before I go any further, pass the pictures.
Yes.
Would you like to share the housekeeping suggestions on this? This afternoon.
Hallelujah. With pleasure.
All right. All right, now, I pass the pizza. Don't get pressed with the pastor now.
Oh, wow. Oh, well, you talking about love, honey?
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank God for all our new listeners out there. Hallelujah. And everybody, hallelujah, get your Bibles ready so you'll be able to turn to the scriptures as the pastor shares them. Take out your composition notebook or ink pen and pencil. Hallelujah. Take out your communion elements. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You may want to write down scriptures. You may want to write down names of people, hallelujah, that you know need a blessing, whose back is against the wall, who may be in the hospital or may be incarcerated. Hallelujah. Some people you may even want to stay in proxy for when we have communion. Hallelujah. You know someone's body needs healing. You can ask God to heal their body. Hallelujah. As you take communion. Yes. Hallelujah. The effectual fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. God knows the situations in the people's lives, and God can heal, touch, and deliver. Hallelujah.
Yes.
Thank you, Jesus. You put the dots on the page and let God connect the dots.
Hallelujah.
Yes. Thank you, Jesus. God knows what each situation is. Hallelujah. You just called the key person's name out. If you don't know the person, describe them to the Lord. You may say, Lord, the cashier at Walmart. The person is standing in front of me in the supermarket line or whatever. God knows just who you're talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Don't forget to reset your alarm 5 or 10 minutes prior to the time of a starting. We have praise and worship 7 a.m. every morning. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes in your day.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my gosh. I can't stress it enough. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. What a difference it makes in your day. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Tuesday evenings at 7 p.m. Hallelujah. Bible study. Hallelujah. 7 p.m. Wednesday evening is our midweek victory service. Hallelujah. The second Friday of the month.
Hallelujah.
Was this past Friday? We had men's and women's fellowship.
Oh,
hallelujah,
hallelujah.
I have a good time listening to the men. Hallelujah. And have a good time. Hallelujah. And sharing with the women. Hallelujah. And Elder Kiwi and Pastor Maxine with the women's fellowship. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is just awesome. And Sundays at 3 o'clock is our International Victory Music Service. Heard all over the world. Hallelujah. So if you have family on the other side of the world, people in the military, hallelujah. Give them the number. Hallelujah. Let them join in. Hallelujah. Say, hey, I may not be able to be with you, but we can be together in service. Listen to the same service. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God is so awesome. Don't forget the first and second Sundays of the month is the Pilot's House Challenge. Hallelujah. Knowing the Roman road by heart. Hallelujah. In the pastor's corner with yours truly. Hallelujah. And third Sunday of the month, we have our birthday corner. Hallelujah. With our first, second, and third Sunday of the month, we have our Good News Youth Club. Hallelujah. Bring out your young people to be taught of the word, taught of God by Elder Kiwi Stevenson. Hallelujah. You will be the adults in one room being taught and listen to the word of God. The children in another room, hallelujah, being taught the word of God. Our children need Jesus. Our children need Jesus. Hallelujah. We can't be with them every minute, every second of the day, but Jesus can. Hallelujah. You need to teach them how to call on his name. Hallelujah. In time of trouble. Hallelujah. He'll be there. Hallelujah. Be there on the double. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Woo. Thank you. Pray talking about the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And on the fourth Sunday of the month, the young people have an opportunity to share. with the congregation what they learned in Goodness Youth Club. Hallelujah. They're able to answer questions and sing songs, and they always leave us with a beautiful keepsake with the Word of God on it. And on that Stepfold Sunday, hallelujah, we always have a guest speaker come in. Hallelujah. And the guest speaker for the month of November is, hallelujah, Mr. Jerry Cleveland. Hallelujah. One of our own. Come out and hear a right now word from the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. And after that spiritual meal, we have a natural meal. Hallelujah. Come on. Hallelujah. Bring someone with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Sit down with the saints of God and fellowship around the table. Hallelujah. If you're unable to stay, we're packing for you to go. Hallelujah. We just thank God for your presence. Thank God for you coming. Thank God. And bring someone else with you. Hallelujah. We thank God for our new building.
Because it's not just information.
confirmation. It's revelation.
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. It's a blessing to all of you.
Yes.
You know what? Again, sign up. It's going to be the most unusual school I've ever heard of. No term papers. No written term papers. No written test or quizzes.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Everything is oral. Hallelujah. Homework is oral. Hallelujah. All of it virtual, on the phone, one day a week. You say, I don't have time to go to school. Three or four days a week. One day a week. For 90 minutes, you will receive the revelation of Almighty God. We thank God. Hallelujah.
Yes.
I also want to say, Pastor Peaches, that the first Sunday of every month is friends and family.
Hallelujah.
So invite friends and family, because we're going to have some good stuff for everybody coming in to friends and family. Hallelujah. On holiday. Glory to God. On first Sunday. Again, Pastor Peaches, thank you so much. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank the Lord for adding signs, wonders, miracles, and blessings to the housekeeping suggestions on this afternoon. Hallelujah. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen again.
Hallelujah.
I'm glad to be in the number. I'm glad to be in the number. I'm glad to be in the number one more time. He didn't have to do it, but he did. He didn't have to do it, but he did.
Glad to be in the number one more time.
Glory. Glad to be in the number. Glad to be in the number. Glad to be in the number one more time.
He didn't have to do it, he did.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. Glad to be in the number one more time. Hallelujah. I want y'all to know this morning, this afternoon, glory to God, the best is yet to come, y'all.
Hallelujah.
I want you to know, y'all may have been going through some stuff, hallelujah. Hallelujah, you may have had some challenges. But I want you to know today that the best is yet to come. God bless you for everybody. Hallelujah, glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God, I heard a voice there. Hallelujah. Oh, my goodness. I tell you, the nothing's in the house that somebody going to be healed today. Somebody going to get delivered today.
Hallelujah.
The nothing is in the house.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
That was the choir? Okay. Hallelujah.
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 Glory. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
The memory of the just is blessed. Where is that found, somebody?
Proverbs 10:7.
Should I give it to her, y'all?
Yeah.
Okay. Jesus. Y'all don't tell everything. People might not know that that's my wife.
Tell it.
Oh, Lord Jesus.
Pastor Jesus. Thank you. Thank you.
Hallelujah. All right, what's our battle cry?
I'm strong in the Lord, in the power of his might, for Jesus is yours.
Should I give it to her again?
Hallelujah.
You can give a kiss.
I don't want to mess up the service here, because y'all might decide to leave at that. Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
I thank God. Now, see, some of you out in the radio land say, what's the commotion? I see a lot of commotion. Well, some angels of the Lord that encamp around those that still have walked in. So, I don't know how many angels came in with Pastor Maxine and Pastor Theodis, but I believe there's about at least 1,000 angels for Pastor Theodis and 1,000 for Pastor Maxine. And some other folks came in here too. I don't know who they are. But I thank God how this place is packed with Holy Ghost filled, tongue talking, fire baptized.
Yes.
Demon destroyers, guardians of the altar, warriors of the word.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank God for all of you today. I tell you, my. Anybody know what our motto is?
Hallelujah.
I heard a yes in the back, but they didn't say anything.
We are co-workers in the kingdom of God.
All right, we're co-workers in the kingdom. You can take your reward.
Hallelujah.
Now, we're praise God.
You know,
why we do what we do.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because we want y'all to really be co-workers in the kingdom. Hallelujah. Because we can't do this by ourselves, y'all. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. At this time, hallelujah. The next voice you hear after I sing this song. Okay, wait a minute. Where's I going to find something in the, I don't know where my phone. Did I lose my phone? It's up here somewhere in there. Okay. Oh, yeah, I got it here.
Oh, yeah. Let me see. We can sing.
I can sing?
Yeah, we ain't going to run out.
Okay. All right. Think it AJ, lock all the doors. Hallelujah.
We ain't
going to
run out. Keep the doors in order.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless the name, God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Glory. Glory.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
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 Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. I want to sit right beside my baby today, and then you must behave while I'm sitting beside.
I'm gonna choke you up there.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Always ask the Lord, God, what do you want me to share?
Yes.
Hallelujah. And what came to me today was when you're in love.
Watch out now.
Are you in love with Jesus?
Hallelujah.
He's in love with you. Mm. Hallelujah. So, when you're in love, you think about that person all the time. Hallelujah. You want to be in their presence. You always want to give them something, and they always want to give you something. You're always thinking about the other person's needs. You're careful about what you say so that you don't offend them in any way. No matter how long you've been together, just the thought of your loved one still gives you fever.
Whoa!
Oh my gosh, at least it should.
Yes.
Hallelujah. The one you're in love with knows how to tickle your funny bones. Hallelujah. Thank God. Hopefully they have a sense of
humor. Amen.
Oh my gosh, sometimes the jokes be corny. After 27 years, seem like the most corny jokes seem like they still would be funny, but they are. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. When you meet up with your loved one may bless you with something you talked about, even in a general conversation.
Yes.
You may have a conversation and you're just mentioning something, and before you know the next time, you get with them. They had what you mentioned, and you said, how did you know I wanted that? I mean, well, you said it. Oh, my gosh, but you aren't saying it so that they give it to you or whatever, but you're just saying it in a general conversation. And you're like, oh, my gosh. You know, and it's just a blessing.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Mm-mm-mm. And that person will want to protect you.
Mm-mm-mm.
And a lot of times, they don't want to see you talking for the girl, for the guys. They don't want to see their girl talking to another dude. Wow, you aren't the only man on the planet. I mean, I may just have to, it may be a cashier or maybe just somebody, a friend, you know, just a regular friend. But when that man is in love with her, what you doing talking to him? He's like, oh, my gosh. You know, they're jealous. You know, they're jealous. And he's like, oh, my gosh. But you know what? But we serve a jealous God. We serve a jealous God. He doesn't want us flirting with another God or having more time with something else than him. He wants all of our time. Psalms 37:4. It says he will give you the desires of your heart. Hallelujah. Just like that person that you love. Hallelujah. That person you're in love with. He'll give you just some things that you just thinking of, and oh my God. And your hopes and dreams you share with that person you love. And before you know it, they're trying to bring those things to pass, or trying to obtain those things that you love because it was in your heart. And they want to get you the things that you're thinking of, the things that you want. Oh, my goodness. 1 Corinthians 13:5 says, seeketh not their own. Hallelujah. You know, they aren't selfish. What do you think? Ephesians 4:29, it says, watching what comes out of your mouth. Ephesians 4:29, it says, let no corrupt communication come out of your mouth, but that which is good. You know, and you always want to speak what's edifying to that person. Just, I don't care what you see them do, or you're like, wait a minute, what's going on? you know, you don't. We can't speak what we see, as especially if it's contrary to the word of God. You speak the word of God.
Yes.
Hallelujah. You speak the word of God. Ephesians 4:32 says, be ye kind,
yes,
one to another, forgiving, tenderhearted, forgiving one another, tenderhearted. Hallelujah. We have to be tenderhearted towards that person that we love and that loves us.
Yes.
Ecclesiastes 3:5, a time to embrace and a time to refrain from embracing.
Mm-hmm.
The word of God. Ecclesiastes 3:4, a time to weep and a time to laugh.
Mm-hmm.
A time to mourn and a time to dance.
Yes.
Hallelujah. We can have all these times with our loved ones, but also this time with the Father.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
Psalm 16:11. In the presence is, in his presence, is fullness of joy. At thy right hand is pleasure forevermore. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. And when somebody is bothering or messing with your loved one, you, for the female, you can draw the claws are coming out. Who'd you say messing with you? What? You may be this short, and a person may be this tall, but you don't care. You messing with my man, or the man thing. You messing with my girl, whatever. They don't care. They just, I think they forget their size. The size difference. It's just like, no, it's slow down time. It's down time. You better keep your hands away from my. You better watch it. Don't touch my man. Don't touch my woman. I told my husband, I'm be transparent. I told him, and I'll repent if it ever happens. It won't ever happen. I told him, don't think I am beyond scratching somebody's eyes out.
Oh,
but messing with my man.
You know not what she does.
I say, no, don't hold the pain too long.
Uh-oh.
Take it and drop it. Ain't no, oh, Texas, I'm so glad to see you. Don't make you on the other side of the room. Don't think in your eyes. No, because it's mine.
Right.
It's mine. That's yours.
Yeah.
Everybody's a woman. Save and sanctify and filled with the Holy Ghost.
Yeah.
We want to save and sanctify and filled with the Holy Ghost. Whatever area of the city you were raised in, you learned some things from that area.
Yeah.
When we can say we know the old man is dead,
Hallelujah.
God bless you. God bless you, Pastor Peter. I let the church say amen. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, Lord Jesus. I want to tell y'all, thank you, Pastor Peter, again. It seems like she was with us at St. Matthew's United Methodist Church yesterday for the mighty men of God brunch. And the speaker was, she was right, and she must have been right there, because she used some of the same scriptures and went there, hallelujah, talked about love. Come on now.
Amen.
Is that right, Minister Adray? Amen. It was an awesome time yesterday. The spirit is one. I don't care what y'all say. The spirit is one. Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. Let's praise the Lord just a little bit up in here.
Thank you, Jesus.
Praise the Lord, y'all.
Jesus, Lord.
Okay, I want to hear some clap hands up in here. The Bible says, clap your hands. Some of you people. A few of you people. The people that God blessed right then and there, the people that love God, who we are,
everybody.
Oh, hallelujah.
this is the way we pray.
$100,000
God led that to led me to you. Here it is. Do you understand what I'm saying? Y'all plant seed.
Amen.
You gonna get a harvest. You, y'all, and everybody that can ought to get at least one this standing to plant some seed somewhere. Glory to the Lord. Shake it, my poor shake it. Money they but shut that up. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. And right now. Hallelujah.
Thank you.
Pastor Peter, I know it's time for Holy Communion. Pastor Peter, this is, that's blessed all.
Hallelujah.
My bonus mother.
Thank you.
Prayed over.
Thank you.
All before she left at 99.
Amen. Amen.
And miracles. Stood not because of her, but because of God using her to heal and deliver. Do you understand what I'm saying? Christ is the healer. I got another vibe. Somebody else want one of these? Hallelujah. Come on up here and get it if you want it. And Papa the Cynthia, we're going to have to send you about three or four with texts with the names of the miracles, because we had six or seven miracles this week.
Yeah.
With more than last week. Hallelujah. And the week before last.
Hallelujah.
So we're going to have to send you a whole lot of information to put in that miracle book. We got two books. We got one, the miracle prayer book. That's the book of people looking for a miracle. So you can send that to Papa Cynthia. But then there's the miracles that have occurred.
Amen.
And we had six or seven. I lost count. But I'm going to review those, and we're going to be sending that to you so you put it in the book, Papa Cynthia. But thank you so much. Again, Pastor Peaches, thank you so much for the Pastor's Corner.
Hallelujah.
And can I add something, or you want to add something about the Pastor's Corner? Today about something that we're giving after service. You want to do it? Check up. No, don't. Don't do it now. You want to say it now? You want to say it now? Or you want to wait till later?
I believe everybody will still be here.
Okay, hopefully. Okay, unless the rapture happens, then we'll see you in the rapture.
They won't need it.
They won't need it, but we got for you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Okay, Pastor Peaches, what time is it now?
Holy Communion time.
Hallelujah. Glory to God. It's Holy Communion time.
Thank you, Jesus.
And we don't do Holy Communion like everybody else.
Hallelujah.
Because God made us the way he made us.
Thank you, God.
So y'all just keep praying for Brother Bernard.
Hallelujah.
Brother Earl. Hallelujah.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord.
We thank God for the opportunity.
Hallelujah.
For hallelujah, taking the supper.
Amen.
The Lord's supper.
Hallelujah.
God is good.
Thank you.
Yes. All the time, God is good.
Yes.
Hallelujah.
Thank you.
You know what? I found out that we would be really in a whole lot of trouble if God treated us like we were treating him nice.
Amen.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh my God.
If God was as faithful to us as we are to him, all Jesus, then we'd be in trouble. But I thank God that he's gracious and kind.
Yes.
Hallelujah. For his grace and mercy.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's so great.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Glory to God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. The text on today is found in 1 Corinthians, the 11th chapter, verses 23 to 30. In the text on today, it says to examine yourself.
Okay, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Pastor Peaches, you know, every time we, when we were little children.
Yes.
I heard that go through your mind. When I was younger. So she might have said I was never little, but anyway, that's all right. When we were younger, when they would talk about Holy Communion, we would immediately examine ourselves. Because we felt like if we took our own communion and we didn't have our business fixed, the floor would open up and swallow us, or something terrible would happen to us.
I tell you,
put the fear of God in you. And some folks do need the fear of God and the reverential fear, okay?
Yes. Yes.
Hallelujah. So what we're going to do, Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ,
yes.
We repent of everything we said, done, and even thought that was displeasing in your sight. Please forgive us of every sin of omission and commission, as we forgive everyone of everything they've ever done to us, whether real or imagined. We thank you, Lord, that the names are now written in the Lamb's Book of Life. We forgive ourselves. We hold no grudges, no resentment, no guilt. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. For Holy Communion on today again. The scripture says to examine your neighbor.
Yourself.
Your pastor.
Yourself.
Your spouse.
Yourself.
Your children.
Yourself.
Your mama and your daddy.
Yourself.
Oh, okay.
Thank you, Jesus.
Examine yourself. And we do so in the light of the Word of God. Isaiah 53:5 says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement of our peace is upon him, and with his stripes we are healed.
Thank you.
Hallelujah. 1 Peter 2:24b says, with his stripes, we were healed. So if we were healed, we are healed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hebrews 9:22b says, without the shedding of blood, there's no remission of sin. Thank you, Jesus. Revelation 1:5b says, he washed our sins with his own blood. Thank you, Jesus. Ephesians 1:7, Colossians 1:14. Matthew 26:28, we have redemption through the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Through his blood, our sins are forgiven. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. We bless your name today, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Through his blood, we bless your name, Lord. Hallelujah. So we comprehend. We fully aware. We do understand what the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ has done for us. We rightfully defend the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Now, in the text on today, it also says that he that eateth and drinketh unworthily eateth and drinketh damnation to themselves. And for this cause, many are weak and sickly among you, and many sleep. Well, Baruch Hashem Adonai, that means blessed be God the Lord. We're taking communion worthily because we rightfully deserve the body and blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. So we thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We bless your name, O Lord.
Hallelujah.
We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Glory to God for your body. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. We thank you, Lord. Hallelujah for eating and drinking blessings to ourselves. Strength to ourselves. Healing to ourselves. Light to ourselves. Deuteronomy 30:19b says, I set before you life or death, blessings and curses. Choose life that you and your children shall live. Psalm 118:17 says, you will not die but live and declare the works of the Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Numbers 23:19, God, you said that you are not a man that you should lie, neither the son of man that you should repent.
Yes.
Everything you said, everything you've spoken out of your mouth,
you shall perform it. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen.
Isaiah 55:11, your word will not come back void, but it will accomplish. It will prosper in which it was sent.
Yes.
We thank you, Lord, for your word on today.
Thank you, Lord.
There's one thing you put above yourself, Lord.
Yes.
It's your word, Lord.
It's your word.
Psalms 138:2 says so.
Thank you, Jesus.
And on the same night in which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, and before we even go there, let's go here. We lift up the elements of Holy Communion right now. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you for the elements. We ask that you bless the Lord and sanctify the elements in Jesus' name. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Holy Ghost.
Thank you.
On the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took the bread. And when he had given thanks, he said, thank you again, Lord. He declared, he broke it, and declared, he took the bread, and he declared, this is my body which is broken for you. Do this in remembrance of me. Let's eat together. Thank you, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for our healing already, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Matthew 15:26. 1 John 3:1-2. 1 John 1:12-13. Galatians 3:26. Psalms 100 says, we are your children and the sheep of your pasture. And healing is the bread of your children. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now, Lord. We thank you, Lord, for your healing right now in Jesus' name. 2 Luke 4:18. Isaiah 61:1-2 and 3 says, you want to heal us everywhere we hurt. So, Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord, for healing every area of our lives. Spiritual, emotional, physical, social, and financial. We thank you, Lord, for healing every system of our body. The alimentary system, the cardiovascular system, the endocrine system, the genital system, the integumentary system, the musculoskeletal system, the nervous system, the respiratory system, the urinary system. We thank you, Lord, for healing from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. From inside out and outside out, we thank you, Lord, for supernatural creative miracles right now in Jesus' name, all over the world. Cancers dissolving, tumors disappearing, high blood pressure coming to normal, glucose levels coming to normal, arthritis and rheumatism disappearing, new knees, new kidneys, new hearts, new lungs, new hips, new ankles, new toes, new hands.
Hallelujah.
You are.
Thank you.
Touching us from the top of our head to the soles of our feet. Thank you, Lord. Our minds, our hearts, our spirits, oh God. But I have a most dedicated today. We thank you, Lord, for your healing virtue today, Lord. But also, my shop, kind of the other most dedicated today. We thank you, Lord.
Thank you.
Likewise, on the same night which the Lord Jesus Christ was betrayed, he took also the cup. And when he had given thanks, he said, thank you again, Lord. He declared, this is the New Testament in my blood. This is my new inheritance. This is my new gift I'm giving to you. And I wrote it in my blood. Let's drink together. Thank you, Lord. Number one, thank you, but all of us are kidding in here. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our, already on how we take care of their mother, though. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our hearts. It's already on the doorposts and lintels of our homes. Exodus 12:13-23. Exodus chapter 15, verse 26. Deuteronomy chapter 7, verse 15. Isaiah chapter 43, verse 26. God, you said, Mama didn't say before. God, you said. God, you said. Well, I see the blood. I'm going to pass over you. And none of the diseases of Egypt of the world shall overtake you. When I see the blood, we thank you, Lord, for seeing the blood on today. We remember you, Lord. And Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you, Lord.
Thank
you. That the blood already covers our homes, our families, our loved ones, our jobs, our ministry. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers our past, present, and future sins.
Thank you.
On the steps and mistakes, our forefathers and failures, our dust. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Father God, in the name of Lord Jesus Christ, we thank you.
Yes. Hallelujah.
That the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already covers us as we sleep, as we travel in vehicles throughout the
thank
land.
Thank you.
As we work and pray, as
thank
we walk and talk,
thank
as we worship and praise.
Thank you. Thank you.
We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord
Hallelujah.
Jesus Christ
thank you.
Covers all.
Thank you,
God. Father God, in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, by the power of the Holy Ghost and the Spirit of Elijah, the testifier, we thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already decimates, annihilates, eradicates, discombobulates, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to nil, reverses, eliminates, utterly destroys every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every next thing. We call down the fire of heaven in Jesus' name on every curse against us and our family, every spell, every hex, every next thing. Fire! In Jesus' name, the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. We thank you, Lord, that the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ already undoes, unties, severs, cuts, breaks, nullifies, brings to naught, makes to naught, brings to naught, replaces, eliminates, utterly destroys every ungodly soul tie. The blood of the Lord Jesus Christ covers all. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
And because of who we are, whose we are,
yes,
and what we are, we boldly share our family daily confession on today. We speak for every man, woman, boy, and girl in our families and our brothers' families, according to Job chapter 22, verse 27 and 28, Romans 4, 17, 2 Kings, the first chapter, Acts chapter 1, verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. We decree and declare that we are mighty men and women of valor, shaped in the image of God, full of integrity and truth, mighty thinkers in Jesus' name. Lean, clean, spiritual kingdom machine. We know who we are from God's perspective, and we're not intimidated by anything in this life. We are kingdom citizens. We have fivefold ministry gifts. We're gifts to minister your health. We're brilliant. We're awesome. We're amazing. We're intelligent. We're powerful. We're perfect. We're strong. We're mighty. We're great. We're beautiful in Jesus' name. Now to him was able to keep us from falling and present us faultless before the presence of his glory with exceeding great joy. To the only one God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever, in Jesus' name. And let the church say amen.
Amen.
Let the church say amen again.
Amen.
Let the church say amen one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Pastor Peaches.
Hallelujah.
What time is it now?
Time for the word, Pastor
Bird. Hallelujah. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My heart desires more of thee. More of thee, Lord. More of thee, Lord. My my cup, Lord. I lift it up, Lord. Come and quench this thirsting of my soul. Bread of heaven, feed me till I want no more. Fill my cup, fill it up, and make me whole. Father God, I receive your anointing to preach and to teach your word. I thank you that the ground that shall be sown into is good ground.
Yes, yes.
And Father God, I don't take this responsibility nor this opportunity lightly, but I seize it with every ounce of strength I have. Use me for your glory today. Heal someone, deliver someone, set the captive free. Save people with your Holy Spirit, oh God.
Thank you,
touch these lips of clay.
Hallelujah.
That they may speak with excellence.
Hallelujah.
Accuracy.
Hallelujah.
And boldness. And let signs,
thank you, Lord,
wonders, miracles, and blessings follow in Jesus' name.
In Jesus.
And Satan, we serve you notice right now. We thank you for the root command to be bound in Jesus' name. And Father God, we thank you, Lord, for the harvest on the seed sown today. We thank you, Lord, for 30, 60, 100 fold, even a 1,000-fold increase in blessing. And we give you the praise, and we give you the honor, and we give you the glory, and we bless your name.
Yes,
and everybody says,
amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peaches, I think you better go ahead and give the addresses before. Brother Earl goes off the deep end.
Hallelujah. Ecclesiastes 11, verse 1. Psalms chapter 41, verses 1 through 3. Proverbs 19, verse 17. 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter, verses 6 and 7. Luke chapter 6, verse 38. Galatians, the 6th chapter, verses 7 and 9. Proverbs, the 11th chapter, verse 25. And Acts, the 20th chapter, verse 35.
Thank you, Pastor Peach.
Hallelujah.
In 1893.
Hallelujah.
A gentleman by the name of Warren Lambert purchased a candy company.
Hallelujah.
And he introduced a new candy in that company, to that company.
Hallelujah.
Now, licorice has been around for many, many, probably centuries, believe it or not. But he dealt with it in a different way. He put licorice in a little capsule, a candy capsule. And he, and some of the capsules were white, and some of them were pink. And then he put a whole lot of them in a little box. And this is in 1893. Well, two or three companies passed him. That candy is still around today. In fact, the Hershey Foods owns the rights to that candy. And I know that somebody in here that knows the name of that candy. Who said that? Bill and Clinton. This is part four of a teaching. Because, I shared this many times that some of you that have been paying attention or at least have heard me a couple of times in the past, heard me say that life happens to all of us. The good, the bad, and the ugly. Goes around in circles, comes again. Good, bad, and ugly. And for this is the fourth part of this series, is the how to get more good in your life and plenty of it. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Yes. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You know that you know what that was? That was the law of the saying that my time is up.
Go ahead,
Pastor. All right. The title of this message is how to get more good in your life,
yes,
and plenty of it.
Plenty of it. Thank you, Jesus.
And we talked about four types of giving because we surmised, we found out that in the Word of God, there are over 2,000 scriptures,
mm-hmm,
that talk about giving.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, when you God said something one time, that's significant, you know that?
Amen.
But he keeps saying it over and over again. And he says it for 2,000 times. I think we need to pay good attention to that.
Amen.
What y'all think?
Amen.
Four types of giving, y'all. We talked about tithes. We talked about seed or offering, because they're basically the same. Talked about first fruits.
Mm.
And now the last one is talking about almsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
Just a quick review.
Mm.
One is mandated. Tithe. The 10%. Now God could have asked for the 90, and he chose to ask for the 10.
Amen. Amen.
When you pay tithes, you let God know that he's first in your life. You don't take tithes from the bottom of your pile of income. You take it from the top. Is that right?
Amen. Amen. That's right.
The three other types of giving is based on your willingness to do it.
Thank God.
Now, Isaiah, I know it wasn't in there. Isaiah chapter 1, verse 19 says, if you're willing and obedient, you will get good. Let me paraphrase.
Uh-huh. Amen.
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 Willing. Do you notice what came first? It didn't say obedient and then willing. It says willing and obedient. Hallelujah. There's blessing in every type of giving.
Yes.
Now, there is no curse any longer associated with any of the types of giving. Because Jesus removed the curse.
Thank you, Jesus.
From the law.
Thank you, Jesus.
And he made a new law, the law of love.
Thank you, Jesus.
He took the curse and kept the blessings. Is that all right?
Amen. Thank
you. Aren't you glad if somebody took all the curses out of your life and just left you with blessings?
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
But these last three ways of giving, it depends on your heart.
Yeah.
Your willingness to do it.
Thank you, Lord.
You've got to be willing, because if you're not willing, well, you're going to find out. Give me a scripture.
Ecclesiastes 11:1, cast thy bread upon the waters, for thou shalt find it after many days.
It can come back to you, y'all.
Amen.
When you give, it can come back to you.
Yeah.
It's like a boomerang. Stuff can come back to you.
Yep.
It can come back.
Amen.
Almsgiving.
Mm-hmm.
It's all good, y'all. It's all good. You'll get blessed. You get blessed by a lot of the, we've talked about already, the tithes and the seed and the off,
mm-hmm,
you know, the first fruit, a whole lot of blessings.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Almsgiving. You're going to really get blessed. Come on. Give me another scripture.
Psalm 41:1-3.
Mm-hmm.
Blessed is he that considereth the poor.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord will deliver him in time of trouble.
Stop. That's a blessing from almsgiving.
Hallelujah.
You in trouble? You want to get out of that deep stuff you done dug yourself sometimes?
Amen.
Or somebody done dug for you?
Yes.
You can
You can give yourself
yes.
out of trouble. God, get
Amen.
The next verse.
The Lord will preserve him and keep him alive.
Wait a minute now. Oh, stop right there. People don't want to take your life, but because you gave that quarter to the guy because you loaned me a quarter.
Thank you, Jesus.
Your life.
Thank you, Jesus.
You're being preserved.
Hallelujah.
I didn't write that. Did you see my name in there
nope.
anywhere?
No.
I've been writing, I can't do late to change. Give me the next one.
And he shall be blessed upon the earth. And thou
wilt. Wait a minute, stop right there. This time, you know, we're going to be blessed with me all going, Lord, get to heaven. What a day. That's fine. But while you're in the earth suit, you're going to get blessed.
Thank you.
Is that all right with y'all?
Amen.
While you're here, you're going to get blessed. Come on.
And thou wilt not deliver him unto the will of his enemies. The Lord.
Yeah, stop right there. Yeah. There's some folk out here, they want to destroy you. They jealous mm-hmm. of you. They want to see you do bad. They all like that. But they giving that dime to that poor, that nickel, that quarter, that dollar, whatever you're gonna get. Almsgiving.
Thank
that's
you,
what's gonna bless you. Go ahead now.
The Lord will strengthen him upon the bed of languishing. Thou wilt make all his bed in his sickness.
Stop there. He could get you off your bed of sickness.
Thank you, Lord. Yeah.
He will get you off your bed of sickness. And he could make your bed. Why? You don't need to sleep. You don't need to be in that bed of sickness no more because he's going to heal you.
Hallelujah.
For giving to the poor.
Thank you, Lord.
Watch out now. Go ahead.
Proverbs 19:17. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. He that hath pity upon the poor lendeth unto the Lord, and that which he hath given will he repay, will he pay him again.
I'm going to tell you something. When you do almsgiving, you lend it to God.
Thank you, Lord.
Or if you went, he going to take the, he going to, he could take an advisory. That's not your problem.
Right.
That's not your concern. Your concern, are you willing to give? Or are you giving because the man with the squeaky boy, you're scared he might shoot you, so you're going to give? You may not give get a blessing on that. I don't know. Give it because you're fearful.
Yeah.
But I'm going to tell you something. If you're willing and obedient, you're going to get good
yes.
and plenty of it.
Praise
go
God.
Go ahead now.
Hallelujah. 2 Corinthians 9:6-7. But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
Stop. Use the farmer. I want to get a big harvest of corn at harvest time. So I go in my garage or wherever, my barn, and I take one corn seed and plant. read that part that you just read again.
But this I say, he which soweth sparingly shall reap also sparingly.
You heard that? All right, go ahead.
And he which soweth bountifully.
Wait a minute now. The same guy, I said, oh, wait, what am I doing? I must be outside my mind. Let me load up this tractor. And let me put three bags of corn seed out here. And let me go to the field and sow three full bags of corn seed. You know, go ahead, read some more.
And he which soweth bountifully shall reap also bountifully.
And look, at harvest time, you have to put an ad in the sun paper. I need some people to help me gather the harvest. Because the harvest is plentiful, but the labors are few.
Please
come and help me. I'll pay you, y'all. Okay, go ahead.
Every man, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly or of necessity.
Stop. Some people give grudgingly. For their ass. I know this pastor probably, he's driving a Bentley. So he's actually taking out money and putting it into the Bentley, whatever. They don't know. God wants all the bad Bentleys and
Cadillacs
and
not just the preacher, but the teacher, the janitor, hallelujah, the deacon, everybody. Because we try to keep going to God. But anyway.
For God loves a cheerful giver.
Yes.
The Amplifier says something like this. God loves, takes pleasure in, is not willing to forsake a joyous, hilarious, prompt to do it giver whose heart is in his giving. Go ahead.
Luke 6:38.
Give.
And it shall be given unto you. Good measure. Pressed down and shaken together and running over shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with our it shall be measured to you again.
I want to let you know this, sir, that what you do will come back to you. But it's coming back multiplied.
Thank
you're going to give, it's going to be given unto you. Some folks that tight, oh, Lord, I'm not talking. There's some folks are so tight when they walk, they squeak. You ever seen them? Look, you say, can you loan me a dime? When they open up their purse, and butterflies come out.
Oh, stop it.
Oh, and the butterflies start talking. We've been in there long. God, thank you for freeing us. Boy, you better give it. You want to receive, you better give it. Go ahead.
Mm-mm.
Give me another scripture.
Galatians.
I'm going to try to hurry up, y'all. I'm over time. Way over time.
Galatians 6, 7, and 9.
Go ahead, y'all.
Oh, my God. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Or whatever, whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. But he that soweth to the flesh shall of the flesh reap corruption. But he that soweth to the spirit of the spirit shall reap life everlasting.
I'm going to tell you something, y'all. Those folks out there giving out those wristbands, well, y'all can get a great harvest. When you sow income, when you sow the quarter, the dollar, the 50, that you giving to the poor, you going to get a bounty, y'all. It's going to be heaped up and shaken together and running over. You know how you're trying to put some stuff in a container? And you needed more room. You kind of shake it together so it can kind of fall down, but you even get more on it. And still some flow over time because God, that's what God will do to your life, y'all. Be known as a giver.
Amen.
But if you're known as a giver, guess what people are going to do? They're going to give to you. Give me another scripture. I got to hurry up.
The ninth verse says, and let us not be weary in well-doing, for in due season we shall reap if we faint not.
Don't be weary in being a giver. Because then there's a willingness and then less.
Hallelujah.
Come on now. Don't get weary. Sometimes, look, I know. Sometimes. Oh, yes. But don't get weary. Don't faint. Don't give up. You know, you give today and you might want to see that you put a turkey in the oven and 10 minutes later you take it out and you want to eat it. It ain't done yet. And I definitely want to tell you, you might not even be able to cut it because if it was frozen, you're in deep stuff. So you know, well, I gave this morning I gave a homeless man a quarter. I'm looking for a harvest this afternoon. Well, that's good. But keep looking for the harvest.
Amen.
But guess what? You put the dot on the page. God is the one that connects the dots, y'all.
Amen.
It's out of your when you give it up, it's out of your hands.
Amen.
Right.
Go ahead now.
Hallelujah.
Was that the last one?
Proverbs 11:25, the liberal soul shall be made fat, and he that waters shall be watered also himself.
Watch out now. Wait a minute now. You up there giving?
Thank you, Jesus.
And you're going to get.
Amen.
Because God said so. Now, in the old days, you know, we were told by people, well, when you give, don't expect anything in return. That's not the word of God. What chapter? I didn't have sense enough to ask book, chapter, verse, or that one. You can do that. Somebody going to tell you something like that. Tell you anything about the word. Ask them, Where's the address? He said, where can we get the address? Where is it found?
Amen. Amen.
And then there's somewhere, I can't follow what you say if you don't know where it's at. Well, we'll leave you. That's like the blind leading the blind. We're going to fall both fall in the ditch. Lord have mercy. Help me, dear. Okay, give me so good. Look, I know I'm out of time, but anyway, go ahead.
At 20:35, I have shown you all things, how that so laboring you ought to support the weak and to remember the words of the Lord Jesus, how he said, it is more blessed to give than to receive.
I want you to understand this very carefully. When someone wants to give you something, don't be like this little boy, Earl, when he was the only one in his group who had a car, and he's driving everybody home. And everybody want to give him $5. Here, take this $5. Oh, thank you. So he took everybody home. Stay home, eating chicken, a gospel bird on Sunday. He on his way home, and you know what happened, don't you? When someone wants to give you something, even though you can't use it,
amen.
What you can say, thank you, I receive it in Jesus' name. Once it's in your hand, you can give it to somebody else.
Amen.
That's right.
That's right.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
Because that name might be Isaac. You know, Isaac sold in the what? He sold in the family. And in the same year, he received 100-fold return.
Amen.
You understand what I'm saying?
Amen.
You receive, believe it or not. It's nice to receive, but it's not for yourself. It's for that God. Don't stop his blessing. I said, that's all right. No! Man, you're messing him up. He got a need, and he said, I'm going to sow a seed.
That's right.
You got a need, sow a seed. And all that they want to sow a seed in, receive it. So I receive it in Jesus. Don't try to argue with nobody. Don't say, no. And just not even 24 hours earlier, we pray, Lord, I need this, I need that, I need money. And then God trying to send you money.
Hallelujah.
They go, no, that's all right.
Hallelujah.
That reminds me of the lady. The flood, laying on the roof, finally get a look because the flood's getting over high. And she's on the roof, and it's getting high and high. And a robo come by and says, come on, lady, get on. I said, no, I'm waiting for the Lord.
Right.
He goes, somebody come by the motor bus. The lady, come on, come on. I said, no, sorry, I'm waiting for the Lord.
Right.
Queen Elizabeth II. Luxury ride comes by. Say, come on, you get, come on. That's how I wait for the Lord. Noah comes through time in an ark and said, come on, lady, get up. No, I wait for the Lord. Of course, you know what happened. That's right. Water came up, killed her. She was there. Say, what happened? God, what happened? I was waiting on you to save me. Look, lady. I sent you a rowboat. I sent you a motorboat. I sent you the Queen Elizabeth II. I even went back in time and sent you Noah in the ark. What do you expect me to do? Oh, Lord Jesus. How did I get there, Pastor Peace? But anyway, receive it in Jesus' name. That's all you got to say. Oh, thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. No conversation. Thank you. I receive it in Jesus' name. Is that the last scripture?
Yes, sir.
Everybody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Because how to get more good in your life and plenty of it. Part 4.
Hallelujah.
Give to the poor, y'all.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Do those 4 types of giving. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Say amen again.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for your word today. We thank you, Lord, for the ears that have heard. We thank you, Lord, for the seed that was sown and the harvest on the seed sown. We thank you, Lord, for blessing every family here, every family under our voices, oh God. We thank you, Lord, for meeting their need in abundance and then giving them super abundantly, dear beloved. And we praise your name. We glorify your name. In Jesus' name.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Hallelujah.
Pastor Peter.
Hallelujah. We thank all of you in Radio Land that has joined us today, and we just know that your soul was blessed. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. If there's any out there that wants to accept Jesus Christ in their heart, please repeat this prayer behind me. Father God, I confess with my mouth and I believe in my heart, hallelujah, that you died and you rose up from the grave. And I ask you to come into my heart and save me from my sins. Hallelujah. And I'll make you my Lord and Savior. Thank you, Jesus, for saving me. We believe that you repeated that prayer. You are now saved. Hallelujah. You are passed from death unto life.
Hallelujah.
The angels in heaven rejoice over one. Hallelujah. That has come to the Lord. Hallelujah. And if you'd like to have a Bible, hallelujah, so you can read the word of God daily, call us at 410-444-5152, and we will get a Bible to you. Hallelujah. And we would love for you and everyone to join us in the morning for praise and worship at 7 a.m. The number is 720-527-5952, and the access code is 103-4545. See you in the morning. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Yeah.